Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the On-Farm Dairy Processing Workshop. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Amanda Stone, Extension Dairy Specialist at Mississippi State University. So, Amanda, what is this On-Farm Dairy Processing Workshop all about?
The On-Farm Processing Workshop is a one-day workshop to discuss all aspects of on-farm processing, so dairy producers who process their own milk and sell it under their own name brand.
What is the on-farm processing part, and why is that an important area to cover in this workshop?
So on-farm processing includes a lot of different areas. In general, it describes a dairy farm or dairy producer that makes their own dairy products on the farm instead of selling their raw milk to a cooperative. And then those cooperatives then take it to the dairy processing plant for the finished product. These farms, though, have on-site pasteurizers, cheese vats, and all the tools they need to make their very own dairy products without leaving the farm. Products can range from chocolate milk to yogurt to artisan cheeses. Most commonly, though, products include fluid milk of different varieties like white milk, chocolate milk. But several farms in the state do make cheese and other dairy products also. These farms typically sell their products on the farm, and they sometimes will allow you to look around while you're there so that you have an idea of where your food is actually coming from. And then some producers also will sell it at farmers market and in local grocery stores.
Why is this topic important to cover in Mississippi?
We actually have 11 on-farm processors in the state of Mississippi, and considering we only have about 80 dairy farms in the state, these make up almost 15% of our dairy farms. Therefore, they're very important to the dairy industry and to their local economies. Just like milk that goes to a processing plant before we consume it, there are regulations in place to ensure that milk is a safe product. These regulations are often complex, so this workshop will help producers better understand and implement these regulations. It will also allow them to do some hands-on experiences, making two different dairy products that aren't typically made on-farm, yogurt and ricotta cheese, so that they're able to branch out and incorporate these products into their business if they choose.
Okay, so different kinds of cheeses. That would be interesting. So who benefits by attending this series?
This workshop is for dairy producers who want to improve or branch out on their current processes, so people who are already doing it but want to branch out, as well as for anyone interested in starting an on-farm dairy processing plant.
Okay, so what topics will be discussed here?
I'll be discussing how milk quality affects the finished product. It all starts on the farm. Dr. Courtney Christ from Food Science, she's an assistant professor, will be discussing good manufacturing processes, sanitation, and good standard operating procedures. And then Eric Ohn, the MSU dairy plant manager, will be discussing business and marketing aspects of on-farm processing that includes cash flow, insurance, and investments that are all important to the business. And we will also tour the MSU dairy plant and make yogurt and ricotta cheese.
So when and where will the on-farm dairy processing workshop take place?
This event will be held on Thursday, July 6th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and will start at Moore Hall, Mississippi State University.
Okay, so at MSU campus. Mm-hmm. Is there a cost associated with this workshop?
This workshop costs only $25, which is a small fee to pay for a full day of learning plus a lunch that is included with it. Money is due at registration so that we can pay for the lunch ahead of time.
So where can we go for more information about the on-farm dairy processing workshop?
Please contact me to register or for more information at amanda.stone@msstate.edu or my cell phone number is 662-769-9941. Dairy producers will be receiving a letter in the mail about this event, which will include a registration form, but you can also contact me if interested. And registration and payment is due by the 29th of June.
Where could someone go who is interested in finding out more about where an on-farm processor is near them?
A simple Google search will go a long way here. A lot of these farms advertise on social media, so you might be able to find them that way also. But I also encourage everyone to go to their local farmers markets. Even if there isn't a dairy processor there, you might be able to ask around in order to find one near you and also buy some other local products while you are visiting.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Amanda Stone, Mississippi State University Extension Dairy Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.